Walnut blight is still the number one disease in walnuts. I'm Patrick Cavanaugh with the California Tree Nut Report, part of the Vast Ag Information Network. Joe Grant is the director of research for the California Walnut Board. He said walnut blight has been a perennial problem to the crop.
More so in the north than in the south, but it's a problem for the entire industry. You know, we've got one active ingredient that we've been using for 50 or 60, 80 years to control that disease. We continue to look for new tools to use or new ways to use the old tools, again, to stay kind of a step ahead of that pest. It's also why we have the breeding program beginning to look for whether it's possible or not to breed new varieties that have some resistance to walnut blight. And there's some promise there, we think.
And incidentally, Joe Grant retired from Cooperative Extension in 2016 and joined the Walnut Board as a director of research. And he says he's enjoying it.
Yeah, it's fun. I get to stay in touch with the industry and the problems and feel like I'm making a contribution of some sort, and there's never a dull moment.
The power of pistachios include a complete protein, B vitamins, copper, zinc and selenium, gamma tocopherol, a major form of vitamin E. In other words, when consumed in moderation, pistachios may support healthy blood glucose levels in individuals with already healthy levels. Find out more information at AmericanPistachios.org and check out that Nutrition and Health tab. With the Ag Information Network, I'm Patrick Cavanaugh.